Center, a guided meditation by Elisa Romeo.
This simple meditation is a powerful way to get out of the ego. Don't let its simplicity fool you. This practice has the power to change your whole life. As you strengthen your ability to find your center, you go deeper and deeper into the core of your being. Like peeling off layers of an onion, anytime you practice this meditation, you shed beliefs, ideas, and energies that do not originate from your most authentic self. Most of us spend the majority of our time identified with the ego mind, also known as the analyzer, which is physically located in the front of the head, between the temples. When we consciously move our energy or awareness back about 2 to 3 inches to the center of our head, we unkink the hose and allow the flow of energy to move freely down the spine, where the chakras or main energy centers of the body are located. Then we can relax back into the calm part of the mind, much like the eye of the storm. Let's begin. Take several deep breaths in order to begin to slow down, relax, and feel your body. Notice where you feel yourself to be now. Where do you identify yourself as? Physically, as an energy in your body. Do you feel pressure between the front of your head, maybe out in front of your head? Is it in your arms or your legs? Imagine a tennis ball size orb filled with golden glitter, located right in the center of your head. You can physically find this spot by putting your index fingers over the top of your ears and point inwards. Their place of meeting is in the center, where you want to imagine this ball to be. Physically, this spot is where the pituitary gland and the hypothalamus are located. Imagine your consciousness, or the energy where you are thinking from, to move inside the ball. Bring more and more of your awareness into this ball, and notice how it feels to reside in this place. If you have been living from the front of your head, this move back can sometimes feel as if you're falling backward, and it may take a bit of time to adjust. For many, it often feels like sitting in a comfortable reclining chair. Set the intention and ask if there are any other distracting energies residing within the gold ball, like the presence of friends or family or a specific issue you're working through. If you do notice any other influences within the ball, ask them with kindness to leave. You have now found the center, Every time you practice this meditation, you'll come more and more into the center of your being.
Meet and Name Her, Visualization by Lisa Romeo.
The soul resides on a different vibrational plane than our egoic, analytic state. To meet her or him, we need to first raise our brain state to where she or he lives. Do not judge your experience. Be easy and play with it. If you feel stuck, just fake it till you make it. Each time you practice, you strengthen the imagination muscle. In your mind's eye, imagine a door opening to a powerful elevator. This elevator is beautifully decorated specifically for you. As you walk into the elevator, you feel calm and peaceful, protected and safe. Look around inside and find the button that says Soul. This button will take you up to the penthouse, where your soul is always lovingly waiting for you. Push the button. Take a breath and feel yourself raising up as you travel to the penthouse. You are about to meet your soul. Remember, your soul is the oldest, wisest, and most loving part of yourself. As the elevator door opens, you will see, feel, or hear your soul. The door is opening. Notice how your body feels, and if you receive any images, phrases, or sensations that reveal themselves to you. You may want to ask her or him what their name is. Take some time here for this important meeting. You can use this time to ask a specific question if you desire. You may pause the meditation if you wish to stay longer. When you're ready, walk back into your beautiful elevator and push the button for the ground floor. Feel yourself traveling back down, and when you're ready, open your eyes. Welcome yourself back into the physical room in which you are sitting, and spend a bit of time with your journal and jot down your experience and any messages, such as your soul's name or images you received. If you did not receive a name, you can always temporarily name it based on how it felt to you or a color or image you saw. The name helps to build the relationship, and you can always change it later as you become more intimate. Congratulate yourself for taking the time to build your relationship with your soul.
Ground, a guided meditation by Lisa Romeo.
Grounding is one of the most basic and powerful meditations. It helps create a strong physical container so the soul feels safe to send its energy down to the planet and incarnate. When we ground, we actually physically embody soul. It also speeds along manifestation on the soul path as we energetically claim our individual truth within the body. If you are used to being ungrounded, you may feel heavy after practicing this meditation. Don't worry, with time, you will adjust to this new level of embodiment. Sit up tall in a chair with your feet on the ground and take 10 deep breaths. Your belly should expand on the inhale and contract on the exhale. Be mindful to breathe into your belly. Do not stop your breath short in your chest. Imagine the oxygen molecules floating all the way to the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes, relaxing your entire body. Release any stress from your day through your breath on the exhale. Coming more and more back into yourself. Notice the feeling on the arches of your feet. This is the place of your very powerful feet chakras that run earth energy. You may notice tingling or see a color as you activate them with your intention. As you wake up these feet chakras, imagine roots growing down from them, moving past the layers of rocks and worms, all the way to the molten lava core in the center of the earth. Feel that powerful earth energy from the center of the planet and allow it to expand up through your grounding cords into your feet and up your legs. allow it to move out any anxiety, stuck energy, or other people's energy that is held in your leg channels. Mentally check behind your knees and clean out any dark or gray stagnant energy. When the energy has moved up to the base of your spine, your first chakra, send it back down to the earth from where your tail would be if you had one. Like a pump, you're going to bring earth energy up your legs and down your tail, cleaning any anxious or avoidant energy out of your system. Do not bring the earth energy up past your first chakra into your belly, but keep it pumping through your legs. Your legs metaphorically represent permission to know your truth and walk your path. As you ground, you are owning this present moment full in the power of now. With practice, this meditation will help you to own and embody your unique truth on the planet.
Meet Your Gremlin, a guided meditation by Elisa Romeo.
We all have gremlins. Gremlins are the characters that live within our heads whose sabotaging voices are present in our inner dialogue. Gremlins command us to live a life run by fear instead of one fueled by the reasons why we incarnated. Gremlin work is the most effective way to really personify and see the inner critics that we wrestle with daily. We meet our gremlins in order to discover where we lose our essential life power. Take several deep breaths in order to begin to slow down, relax, and feel your body. Imagine a tennis ball size orb filled with golden glitter located right in the center of your head. You can find the spot by putting your index fingers over the top of your ears and pointing inward. Their place of meeting is the center, where you want to imagine the ball to be. Imagine your consciousness moving inside the ball and notice how it feels to reside in this place. Call all your energy into this glowing, gorgeous gold ball. You can check if there are any other distracting energies residing within the gold ball. And if you notice any other influences within, ask them with kindness to leave. Activate your feet chakras by bringing awareness to the arches of your feet. Next, activate your feet chakras by bringing awareness to the arches of your feet. From this place, imagine roots slowly dropping down with the weight of gravity all the way to the molten lava core at the center of the planet. Feel the powerful earth energy from the center of the planet and allow it to expand up through those roots into your feet and up your legs. Allow it to move out any anxiety, stuck energy, or other people's energy that is held in your leg channels. Always check behind your knees for dark or gray stagnant energy. Once the energy has moved up to the base of your spine, your first chakra, send it back down to the earth from where your tail would be if you had one. Like a pump, you bring up the earth energy from your legs and down your tail. Like a pump, you bring earth energy up your legs and down your tail, cleaning any anxious or avoidant energy out of your system. Do not bring the earth energy up past your first chakra into your belly, just keep it pumping through your legs. Take a couple breaths and set the intention to meet your gremlin. Ask yourself what you are currently beating yourself up about, if you compare yourself with others, or what you've been judging yourself on. Allow your mind to wander and see if you notice any feelings, visual pictures, or people coming into your imagination. Feel the quality of that gremlin. What is that gremlin's dominating message to you? Imagine or create a character that feels like this inner critic. Is your gremlin old or young? Big or thin? Hairy, prickly, smooth? Does it remind you of a witch? A monster or a snake? Maybe it appears like a sweet, cuddly teddy bear. Is it male or female? See if you can identify several of the favorite phrases this gremlin likes to say to you. You now have a way to identify this inner enemy of your soul. Set the intention to become more aware when this character is urging you towards fear on a daily basis. After your meditation, take some time to draw a sketch of what you saw and some of the top 3 to 5 phrases that your gremlin likes to tell you. Congratulate yourself for doing some hard shadow work and do something kind for yourself today.
Heart Knowing, a guided meditation by Elisa Romeo.
The heart is not only a physical organ, it is an incredibly wise guidance system that can be used to make powerful decisions in our lives, to take us further on our soul journey. Heart knowing is an advanced form of intelligence where, through feelings located quite literally in the heart center, we receive guidance from our souls to make life decisions. The heart is the home of our intuitive voice, the tuning fork of beauty, and the seed of the blueprint of our soul. We learn to check in with our bodies when weighing decisions and note which option inspires us with more energy and which option feels draining to our life force. We begin to sense which option closes our heart and which expands our heart's joy. This meditation will help you to become intimate with the way your heart speaks to you. Take some deep breaths. On the exhale, release any stress or tension held in your body. Activate your feet chakras by bringing awareness to the arches of your feet. From the center of your feet, imagine your roots slowly growing and dropping down with the weight of gravity all the way to the center of the planet. feel the powerful earth energy from the center of the planet and allow it to expand up through your grounding cords, into your feet and up your legs. Allow it to move out any anxiety, stuck energy, or other people's energy held in your leg channels. Always check behind your knees for dark or gray stagnant energy. When the energy has moved to the base of your spine, send it back down to the earth from where your tail would be if you had one. Creating a large pump, you bring up earth energy, up your legs and down your tail while cleaning out any anxious or avoidant energy. Do not bring the earth energy up past your first chakra into your belly, but keep it pumping strongly through your legs. Imagine that gorgeous tennis ball size golden ball, glittery and glowing right in the center of your head. You can always find the spot by putting your index fingers over the top of your ears and pointing inward. Their place of meeting in the center is where you imagine that ball to be. Call your energy back into the center of this ball. If you notice any other distracting energies within this ball, kindly tell them to leave. Now bring your awareness to your heart center. It can help to place one hand over your heart. Does your heart feel soft and open, or rigid and closed? Try not to judge, but with every breath, imagine your heart softening. On the exhale, push out any fear or defensiveness you've been holding around your heart. With every breath, feel your heart expanding to fill your entire body. You surrender to your heart completely and totally as your heart expands to fill your entire body. You allow the love of your heart to radiate past your physical body out into the universe. Next, think of a question you're trying to get clarity on. Weigh your options and notice with each one how your heart, feels. Which option allows you to feel more expansive and energized, and which makes you feel more shut down or drained? Thank your heart for its incredible work keeping you alive and present here on the planet. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes and come back into the room. If you wish, you can take some time to jot down how that experience was for you and what you learned today.
Safe Place, a guided meditation by Lisa Romeo.
When we're feeling overwhelmed, it's important to come back into the body, into present time, and connect with our surroundings around us. So first, get comfortable in your chair and notice the room around you. This next technique is a simple yet powerful way to come into the present moment. It helps you detach from story and orient to your physical surroundings. Right now, look around your room or wherever you're sitting and find three things around you that are the color green. You can choose any color you like and identify where it is in the room. Now take a deep breath. So breathe into your belly, expanding it like a balloon as you inhale and releasing on the exhale. Take 10 deep breaths. On your exhale, release any tension stored in your body. Check into the back of your neck and your shoulder blades, releasing anxiety, melting into the chair. Now check back into the arches of your feet and set your intention on them, waking them up a bit. And from those feet centers, you're going to drop and imagine gorgeous roots growing down from your feet, down past the earth, past the rocks, falling with the weight of gravity all the way to the center of the planet. Connect your roots with the heart of Mama Earth at her molten lava core. This helps to ground your soul and your body and help you feel safe. Feel that gorgeous earth energy rising up your roots, coming up into your legs and clearing out any anxiety or fear that's held in your legs. And then at the base of the spine, your first chakra, send the energy down your imaginary tail all the way back down to the center of the planet. You are creating an incredible grounding pump to hold you safe here in this moment on the planet. Your legs and down your tail as you breathe. Next to center, we're going to bring our attention to the imaginary gold ball located right in the center of our head, where the pituitary gland and hypothalamus is located. About the size of a tennis ball, imagine this gold, glowing, glittery ball You can even put your index fingers above your ears and point inward. Their place of meeting in the center is where this ball is located. Once you feel the center of your consciousness here, call your energy back into this ball, whatever dimension and place and time it's now located. Welcome it back into the center of this gold ball. Inquire if there are any other energies in this gold ball, such as family or friends, and if you notice them there, tell them to leave with kindness. Now that you are centered, you're going to imagine walking up a flight of stairs. Each stair is a different color of the rainbow. You walk up to the staircase and notice that first red step. As you step onto the stair, you're allowing the color to heal your body. Next, step to the orange step. And allow the orange to heal your body. Next, step onto the yellow. And imagine yellow washing over you. Next, step on the green step. Calming, cooling green. The next step is blue, washing over your entire body. And the last step is purple, cooling and calming. At the top of the stairs, you see a path before you. At the end of the path is going to be your safe, comfortable, secure place. This place is only for you. It may be a real place that you have been before that you loved. Maybe your favorite beach, garden, or woods. Or you can completely make it up in your mind's eye. It can be indoors or outdoors. This is your safe haven. You may want to add a comfortable chair, a place to take a nap, or some of your favorite things. This is your place to come whenever you feel overwhelmed. Spend some time feeling how your safe place feels to you. You can pause the meditation and stay here for a bit. But when you're ready to leave, thank your safe place for being there for you. This welcoming home available whenever you need it. And let's head back to the staircase. Descending down the stairs, first purple, and then blue, green, yellow, orange, and red. Open your eyes. Feel how your body's feeling in this moment. And congratulate yourself for taking the time to find your safe place.